Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, maybe Sam's going to look into the camera, take another Super Bowl future. 10 toes down. We are here every Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Our strong stances, our hot takes, because that's what gets you somewhere in this business. Look around, people. All right, Sam, what do you want to do? 10 toes down. I'm still trying to figure it out, if I'm being completely honest. How far do I want to go? We'll have, I think, more 10 toes. I have no idea. I don't know if we're going to have a Friday show. But I think we'll have more, so maybe do I save it up? Do I go all the way in? I'm trying to figure that out right now. I know you have yours ready. Where are you going for your 10 toes down this week?
I've got two. Number one, we are Diego Pavia guys. We have been talking about the possibility of him becoming America's sweetheart. The voters falling for him, potentially winning the Heisman Trophy. Now, we had discussed him at 11-1, 12-1, and now that he's in that 7-8-1 range, not really that interested. Certainly not going to tell people to buy more stock. I personally don't have any stock myself. We just saw the path for him the last couple of weeks and thought, all right, well, you know, if they win all these games, he could be the guy. I think the Heisman campaign ends on Saturday. I think Texas shuts it down. Not only will they cover, but they will bury the Diego Pavia Heisman hype. It will end on Saturday. We will no longer hear Pavia Heisman after he lays an egg against the Longhorns defense. My second toe. These should be hotter takes. Sue me. Whatever.
That's a good Raiders. No, that's a good one. It is a wide-open Heisman race, and a name that we've talked about a lot, a guy that's getting a lot of love. I would say arguably the most public team in college football in the moment is Vandy. You've got Pavia, you know, all over social media. His mom's all over social media with Theo Vaughn. Like, there's a lot of strange things going on. So maybe he's gone too far. Diego, it's very weird.
It's over. It's over on Saturday. Number two is that the Las Vegas Raiders are going to get Brock Bowers back, and he's going to have two touchdowns as the Raiders upset the Jacksonville Jaguars. Paulie's Jags are going down to Geno and Bowers and the silver and black.
I like that one. That's a strong stance. I could see it happening too. That Jags team is not creating turnovers. Love it. Sounds like he's getting a full week of practice. Finally going to be healthy. All right. We'll see. That's a good one. All right. So when I was trying to figure out my 10 toes, I came across something. It is a Wikipedia. It is a Wikipedia for Ben Herbstreit.
Where is this going?
Ben was first seen on College Game Day in 2021 before a matchup between the Cincinnati Bearcats and Tulsa Golden Hurricane. In 2023, Kirk Herbstreit's son underwent treatment for a heart condition after being hospitalized. Kirk began bringing Ben around to support himself while he was away from home. Who is he? First off, Kirk Herbstreit's son. Second off, support himself? Was Kirk doing this to support Kirk? I think Wikipedia doesn't realize how smart it is. That's what this whole thing is about with the dogs. It's about supporting himself, bringing attention upon Kirk Herbstreit. I'd love to hear how Al Michaels really feels about this whole thing. There's no way he does this around Al. It's not going to happen tonight on Thursday Night Football, I don't think. So I thought you were joking when you mentioned how many golden retrievers Kirk Herbstreit has. And I am a golden retriever owner, right? Tucker, sometimes he really upsets me. Sometimes I love him a lot.
Sometimes he eats the whole tray of lasagna off the counter.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, I'm just like, why he sheds so much? Imagine what Kirk Herbstreit's home looks like. Oh, my God.
No, cannot.
So
will not.
You mentioned that it's not just Peter. You mentioned Mitch. I'm like, okay. How many dogs does he have? Because I, like, avoid the whole thing. I didn't see game day this past weekend. We had to drive out like an hour away for a morning game. And I'm like, I try to just avoid it all because I hate Herbstreit, just a tension whore, right? And he knows everybody loves golden retrievers, and that's going to make him likable. That's what this thing is. It's about Kirk Herbstreit. It's not about him being a dog lover. So you got Peter. You got Mitch. You also have Theo, and you have Bo. Now, after seeing the attention he got for Ben Herbstreit, his son, he now has four golden retrievers. My 10 toes down is that in the very near future, within the next 10 months, Kirk Herbstreit will have 10 golden retrievers. That is my 10 toes down. Within Just the next keep, 10 months, he will have
keep 10. Keep bringing them in.
It's a football team. He's got a full team. He gets to play quarterback.
Oh, yeah. He'll go 11 then, because you need 11 for the team.
Well, he'll be the quarterback.
Okay, we'll do one.
He's 11. Oh, he's 11.
Yeah, he's 11. Yeah.
Well, they are his sons, apparently. They're all boys, too. So is that a thing? Is that something that's happening here? So Kirk Herbstreit, my 10 toes down, will have 10 golden retrievers. He is quickly up to four. That was, okay, so Ben died November of 2024. We are in October. It's been not even a year, and he's added four. So he will have 10 very, very soon. That's my 10 toes down. Paul Aspen, what is your 10 toes down?
I don't know, even know how to follow that. So I do have a follow-up question. Does that mean will the current four be part of the 10? Are we going to have to replace another one?
I think they're going to last a little bit. I mean, Ben lived 10 years.
Oh, true.
So I think if there are any issues, Herbstreit should have the money to make sure everything's taken care of. Unless he's looking for some pity, because remember the videos that he was putting out there when it came to Ben. So
let me put a little Visine in my eye real quick. All right. Action. Okay. My 10 toes down. So Joe, I've you know, looking at some plans and some things, and I'm like, All right, gotta win Joe's pool. Gotta win Joe's pool. So
looking at the rich people, there's gonna be one winner.
Right? No pressure, though.
Yeah. So looking at the rich people pool, I'm like, so I literally during one of our breaks, definitely not during the show, probably during the show as well, gamed out the rest
during
of the
Survivor
season.
Segment.
was gaming out the rest of the season. So I got to do something tonight, and I got to go Ravens. I got to go Ravens. Oh. Survivor.
Wow.
And it's a little bit of the hair of the dog that bit you, speaking of dogs, because Dan Aspen, lifelong Dolphins fan, and I went out on the Falcons losing to the Dolphins last week. So I'm going back against the Dolphins.
My thought is, like, I do think that was the dead cat bounce for the Dolphins. And I texted Dan because, like, if Dan's feeling good about the Dolphins, they're going to get smoked. If he's feeling bad about the Dolphins, they're going to win. And it's just very fitting that the Dolphins beat us last week. He's very unsure about the Dolphins tonight, which gives me confidence that the Dolphins are the dead team that we think they are. And then my second toe, I'm not really sure how many I've left at this point. Well, you know, you hear the phrase, numbers, not teams, and all that. And I think I used to believe in that. I don't know if I believe in numbers that much anymore. But in that case, I am going to lay it with the Colts, -3 at the Steelers. Everything market-wise tells you this should be the Steelers. I just think that team sucks. So I'm going Colts, -3. I'm even looking at alts for the Colts. And I'm not even a Colts believer. I think they get stomped by the Chiefs. I saw Ben Fox put out an article that I think on a neutral bookmakers have the Chiefs as their highest, or odds makers have them as their highest rated team. And on a neutral, they're saying Chiefs -1.5 to -3.
Whew. Give me that.
So, I mean, in Kansas City, I'm assuming that's closer to 6. I mean, it's definitely through the 3. But I think the Colts -3 this week, and looking down the road, I think the Chiefs stomp the Colts.
All right, good stuff. By the way, Survivor Pool Genius says 1% will be on the Ravens tonight.
Let's go.
Let's let it rip.
Sam's wearing purple. We're in.
Well, I've got purple on for Northwestern, not for Baltimore.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. TCU as well.
Yeah.
Jake Hassan, 10 toes down.
I am simply going to double down on 10 toes down from a couple weeks ago. Double the toes, double the fun, as I've always said.
Dodgers.
I still think the Dodgers are winning the World Series.
Let's go.
Yamamoto, there's no reason to believe he's not going to do it again tomorrow. And then after that, I trust Glasnow, Ohtani, Sasaki way more than I trust Scherzer, Bassett, Varland, and Hoffman, 1,000%. So I'm doubling down. I still think the Dodgers win. Sorry, Sam. I love you very much, but also I would like to win more. So I still think the Dodgers win. I know it's 2 in Toronto. Don't care. This team is still a monster.
Man, Jake's got me thinking we need to bet the 2-1. Everybody. Bet 2-1.
Jake also had Snell striking out 15 batters last night, for the record.
Hey, wrong pitcher. Bet, wrong pitcher. It's all right.
Yeah. Dude, well, wrong team awesome on this one. Yeah.
That was awesome last night. Snell goes over the number on his last batter of the night with his 115th pitch, and then they pull him. I was like, yes, that was perfect with the room. Dead wrong.
Killed
on
the number
one overall play. Yes, that was great. All right, let's recap Gurch. Gurch has given us Bears winless, 4-game winning streak. Indiana winless in the Big Ten. They have not lost. They are the number 2 team in the nation. He's given us Bulls unders. They are out to a 4-0 start on the season. Brian Gurch, what is your 10 toes down?
All right, boys. So as we all know, the cardinal rule of fantasy football is that no one cares about your fantasy football team. Now, having said that, my 10 toes down is going to completely revolve around my fantasy football matchup this week. And I think that I'm just going to get absolutely smoked. So we put together a parlay of all of my opponent's players. We're going to go with Jackson Smith and Jigba anytime touchdown, Justin Jefferson anytime touchdown, Travis Kelce anytime touchdown, Michael Pittman Jr. anytime touchdown, and Lamar Jackson to score 2+ touchdowns. That 5-leg parlay will pay out at 33-164-2-1. Now, if you want to go a little bit further than this, I got Jackson Smith and Jigba JSN at 150+ yards at +490. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to get absolutely smoked, and all these players are going to destroy my team this week. And, so 5-leg anytime touchdown parlay with Lamar to get 2 on the ground tonight. So I don't really know how we fade this if you guys are going to be doing.
Oh, I know.
And the Ravens are dead.
Cool. You just killed my survivor pick, Gurch. Thanks.
Yes, you can. You can absolutely fade all of these guys. Take their unders.
Take their unders, yeah.
Yeah, can you add Jonathan Taylor to that list? So he has a
no, because my teammate is, or my opponent is, doesn't have JT. So no, this is strictly players on my opponent's team. You want to fade somebody else? You can go J.K. Dobbins unders. He's got him. Justin Herbert unders. Keenan Allen unders as well. I just didn't think they were spicy enough for 10 toes down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sounds like
this weekend.
Yeah, right. That's R.I.P. in peace.
So somewhat of a caveat there. Now, like, my formulation in my 10 toes down is I want the opposite to happen of whatever I come on here and say. So now Lamar is on my team, Paul, and I need him to have a huge game so that I can trade him away. So, yeah, we're faking each other out.
See, the problem is now Gurch so is confused. Onto his own bit. He's trying to reverse do it. And now, so now this is the week we have to play it.
He wants a win in fantasy, so this is what he's doing. So he's like,
he just projected his opponent for 1,000 points in fantasy football in 1 week.
Don't know if it works. Don't.
I also, we'll see. I have to admit, he may have seen the light on the Blackhawks though. Let's give him a little bit of credit. He is over the Blackhawks, and they look.
Did their season start
with his first career hat trick the other night?
Yeah,
yeah, they've been in your backyard, Joe.
I wonder I missed it.
They're on CHSN. But you have
backyard's a disaster. Backyard disaster. Right. It needs to be cleaned up. There's a lot of garbage flying around. That's this house.
Flying around.
It's been a lot of very windy down here down south. All right, Joe O, Sammy P. I don't know what we're doing next. We'll talk on the other side. This is Bet Sweats.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe O, Sammy P, did we figure out during the break what we're going to do? No. We'll figure things out, though, rest of the way. Lightning bets coming up in 20 minutes. Yeah, I was asked, are you going to the haunted house tonight? Do you have to work? Well, those are two different questions. Am I going to the haunted house? Do I want to go to the haunted house? No. Do I have to work? No, because none of it matters. So, yeah, we'll find out how Lamar's doing. I'm going to stop my life so I can watch the Dolphins play football. That's wonderful. Without having any of them in Survivor, like Paul's going to have. So you do have to bet tonight's game. But do I want to do it? No. Do I have to work? No. Still not going to haunted house. Apparently, the kids are all going, and I think they're going to regret it.
I don't want to do anything this weekend.
Yes.
I just want to be left alone. You know what I got during the break? You know the email I got during the break? I never checked my Odyssey email. I never do. I never do.
Yeah.
During the break, during our show, I got an email about when my severance meeting is next week. It's like, oh.
Yeah, I got mine in a few hours. Thanks
for emailing me about my severance during the show. I appreciate it. That's awesome.
Here's one. Potential endorsement.
I don't think so.
Thank you so much.
I don't think that's going to work.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad you found the time during our show to email me about our severance meeting. Thank you.
I've got mine. So let's see. Let's figure out the time. I'm good at the calculator today. I've been on the date duration website, so I can figure out that we're on 59. Will I be here 59 days? I don't know.
It'll get easier, they said. It'll get easier. That's what I was told.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. See, I was looking at the most popular costumes because I was curious. I have kids. I think I'm more clued in on what is popular now than you guys, but I don't even know what some of these things are. K-pop demon hunters. Do you know who the K-pop demon hunters are? Or have you ever even heard of them? No. That's the number one. Taylor Swift, that makes sense. Did you go out and buy any full-size candy bars for tomorrow? This year?
No.
Or did you pass on the whole idea? You're like, it's not.
You're
going to get like 20-30 now since you did it last year and you're not doing it this year.
Whoever rings my doorbell on Friday will get chased around my yard with a chainsaw. That's how I feel.
Oh, it's Halloween. We're just doing the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You can get away with things on Halloween. You can do that. You can chase a kid with a chainsaw, and women can be sluts. Like, that's what you can do on Halloween, more so than usual. Like, how they dress is what I'm saying. Because you can just wear whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, oh, it's a Halloween costume. What do you mean? You're being weird. Don't be a perv. It's just a Halloween costume. Like, well, why are you almost naked? That's what happens. The joys of Halloween. Man, Adam's family's back apparently. Okay. Oh, because Wednesday in that movie. Wednesday Adams, I guess, is a popular one. All right. Well, last night we realized that we should back Blake Snell just because of where the room was at. The number one most popular bet was under 6.5 punch outs. And then on the last batter of the game that Snell sees, even though he gives up two homers to start the game, he goes over. That number, which was funny on a number of levels. So let's find out for tonight where the room is at in the NFL.
Where's the room?
Paul Aspen, what you got? Player props. Where's the room? Yeah, is 6'7" a costume? I guarantee you there will be kids going around doing the 6'7" thing.
For sure.
Yeah. Now those videos are popping up in my algorithm where you go into certain restaurants and you have to go pick up your food at the counter and they announce the numbers over the loudspeaker where it's like 100 kids waiting on 67 to get called and the whole place is up for grabs. It's
so
actually
dumb.
Kind of funny, but it is so
dumb. I mean, yeah. All right.
At In-N-Out, anybody an In-N-Out fan?
I like it.
They announced the number. It's fine. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to like move mountains to get it though. Like when I'm in Vegas, I don't go out of my way to get it, but I do like it.
I knew Gertz was an anti In-N-Out person just to take a stand.
That's really?
Oh yeah.
I don't see the big deal. I don't know why people love it. I kind of lean Gertz, but I don't have a strong opinion. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people have strong opinions on that one.
Whataburger. It's terrible. Terrible.
Is it? Terrible. I pass one all the time and I never stop. Time.
Don't. Really? Don't bother. It's like going to Houston.
I don't like. I've got a couple of buddies who swear by the protein style In-N-Out with the lettuce.
Right.
No. If I'm going to have a burger, I want a bun. Don't put lettuce around my burger. Get out of my face.
Yeah. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to eat that, let's go. Just stop.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, I don't know if I already said, yeah, we might have a Breshard Mitchell situation. Breshard Smith situation coming up today.
Breshard Mitchell. Oh, Keith Mitchell.
It'll make sense in a minute. It'll make sense in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, damn. I thought we had a good look there with Evan Silva. Okay.
Yeah.
What do we have?
All right. So, first of all, very Gertz to be like, yeah, Lamar, 2+ touchdowns. And the number one bet anytime touchdown prop by the room at BetMGM is Lamar Jackson touchdown.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right. Number five most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's game between the Ravens and Dolphins. Derrick Henry under 18.5 rushing attempts.
Huh. I don't know how I feel about that one. Not sure.
That is minus 125.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bet.
Okay. Number four. Achan, under 59.5 rushing yards.
Game script? Maybe. Let's remove all the receiving yards. All right.
All right. Here's the one. Number three, Keaton Mitchell, over 10.5 rushing yards. I am seeing a 13.5 out there right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we should say that. Like when we were talking to Silva a little over an hour ago about that, it did say BetMGM at 10.5, but it was like the juice was minus 145, and everywhere else it was 13.5. So I'm sure they bumped the number up. But that might be part of the reason it's very popular, just being 3 yards off market.
Yeah. Just looking around, seeing where it is elsewhere. I see a 14.5 at minus 110. You can go under. So that might be climbing a bit if you want to wait on that. All right. Number two is interesting. Jalen Waddle over 62.5 receiving yards. I guess it makes sense against what is still widely regarded as a bad Ravens defense.
Okay.
And number one, whether it's game script or otherwise, they're doubling down on fading Achan under 13.5 rushing attempts.
This is a weird list.
That's minus 145, by the way.
So they're fading Achan with number one and number four, under on rushing. Rushing attempts, rushing yards, and... Okay, maybe they were expecting a bump. He had 18 attempts last week, but of course, remember, the Dolphins were playing in front the entire game. I don't mind the under 59.5 yards. On 18 attempts, he only had 67 yards last week. Now, he's gone over that number the last 3 weeks, but do I want to bet on Achan over on rushing props? No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I understand the Keaton Mitchell. I disagree with the Henry under on 18.5 attempts. I think he can get to 19 or 20. But there's not one that stands out to me and says, oh, yep, that's the one. I'm going to fade the room on that. Because I'm surprised at what they picked.
Maybe you don't have to fade the room every night.
That's true.
Very true. Some other... First touchdown, they're betting Ollie Gordon, 25-1. Zay Flowers, Lamar, Achan. They're betting Achan to get in the end zone, but fading him on the ground.
Henry, obviously. D-Hop. Also a popular touchdown
bet. I'm not making a touchdown bet until I hear Joe Shope and the Bulldog discuss it on WGR. Like, only those guys nail the Thursday night. Haven't they hit like 4 out of 5 Thursday night any times?
Yeah, and they're usually long shots. It is the backup tight end, usually, what ends up hitting.
Barner, so, Jackson Hawes.
It's crazy.
Another Josh Oliver, maybe.
Yes,
I mean, correct. With Andrews and Likely both out there, Charlie Kolar, does he get a look?
So
I'm gonna guess they're gonna do the Miami guy, whoever the backup Miami guy is. I'm handicapping the handicappers now, Paul.
Kolar, he was out there for 40% of snaps against the Bears last week, so that's a possibility. What do you have his number? And then on the Miami side, if you go tight end, it would be, Tanner Connor is out there the most. Greg Dulcich, he's the backup. I at least know who that is. What is Tanner Connor? And
So any times for Connor, Dulcich, and Kolar, Connor plus 550, Dulcich plus 700, Kolar plus 850.
Kolar, moon.
Kolar forever. So, yeah. This is, I don't think the Dolphin, it doesn't look like Tua has targeted a tight end in the red zone this year.
Perfect.
maybe that's
Connor bursting down the seam for the 30 yarder.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so who else? Well, Kolar and Likely each got a red zone target last week against the Bears. Kolar, and Likely all got a red zone target. But different quarterbacks, so I don't even know if that matters. If you go to earlier in the year, were they getting looks? No. It's just Andrews. But yeah, they'll land on one of them. I'll mention it over on X at Joe Ostrowski. I'll put that out there. Yeah, I'm not fading the room with any of that. It's tough to get a good handle on what tonight is going to be. It really is. Yeah.
Go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, is there anything to take about fading the to like a Raven smash spot? But I don't even think that's there. So go ahead.
We got a text or a tweet rather from Ricky who is asking, where's the machine? When is that segment off of our conversation earlier with ChatGPT? He said we should debut Where's the Machine, which I think is very funny if you missed that conversation that Joe and I had off the top where my buddy's in first place in a college football pool by just asking a robot who's going to cover. I think that's a very funny tweet.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't mind that one at all. Find out where everybody's at, the machine, the people. Obviously, ChatGPT says the tight end that's going to score a touchdown is going to be Mark Andrews, no doubt about it. And we also got a tweet from Ryan Horvat. He said he thinks he's going to pick the Blue Jays to win it all. And then after the Dodgers win game 6, he's going to pick the Dodgers to win it all. So
he's taking the Blue Jays. Did you see what he changed his Twitter bio to?
Did he change it again?
No, he just changed it.
He did change it again. He did.
Oh,
because last week it was 2-time employee of the month. This week, BRB.
It says BRB.
Oh, that's the third time he's changed it because it was 2-time spelling bee champion in like some random years, too.
The BRB.
BRB
slayed me. Oh.
What is that? What is he referencing with the BRB?
Be right back.
No, I know that, but is it a person? A specific person?
Paul, that was crazy.
I don't think he knows what it means.
I'll show. I look up in the chat. I see BRB. I'll show. I don't do it. I don't say anything. I just walk away.
2-time employee of the month was very funny, too. That was a very funny bio.
Good. He's in a good place right now. Joe O, Sammy P, like all of us. Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, lightning bets coming your way. Thursday night football. I'm sure a lot will be focused there. Ravens, Dolphins tonight. The World Series picks back up tomorrow night. So game six on Friday. If there's a game seven, that goes down Saturday night. So good move by Major League Baseball, making sure that they avoid the NFL. Rob Manfred hoping that they can get to a game number seven. Dodgers backers obviously hoping the exact same thing. Sammy P is not. He's holding his Blue Jays ticket. So a few of us on different sides. Sam, what is the plan? So Wednesdays after the show, you take the train over to New York. You're in the studios. You've got Bear Bats. Then what happens? What's the rest of your Thursday?
So we tape Bear Bats. When this show is done at noon, we go right across the hall, the studios across the hall. And then we start taping at 12:15, usually wrap by 2:30. And then I walk back to Penn Station and get on another train that's 4 hours and hopefully get home by 8 o'clock tonight. It's awesome. This is great.
When you were in the observation chair yesterday, any people that you saw that really annoyed you? I feel like there's always people in the train, whether they're talking to you or not, just annoy the hell out of you. Airplane, train, whatever, some stranger really gets on your nerves.
So I did make a tweet about it yesterday, and we have assigned seats on the Amtrak. Like, it's assigned seats, so you can't move. A lot of the people were saying, oh, just change seats. That's not how it works. So I was sitting next to a gentleman who looked like he was business casual. He had a sport jacket on and a button down and a pair of jeans. And then, I don't know, an hour into this four-hour train ride, he pulls out a laptop, pulls out what looked like a Halo 2 headset, like he was going to play with his friends. And he then co-led a Zoom call for the next 30 minutes on the train.
For a half-hour Zoom?
Yes. Yep. And it came out of nowhere. Like, it was calm, quiet. You can hear yourself think. And then he goes into his bag, pulls out a laptop, fires it up, That's fine. I work on my laptop during the train. And then he goes into the bag and pulls out, you know what I'm talking about, like the over the head with the mouthpiece what do you call it? Yeah, it's a mouthpiece, kind of. Not a mouthpiece, but it's like a microphone that hangs from the ear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's like calling plays in a in a football game. Exactly.
Right.
Not the earbuds with the mic, full on offensive coordinator PJ Fleck Cub Foods calling plays at my seat. So I just said, you know what? I'm just gonna go to the bar car. I'm just gonna go start drinking because this is stupid. This is dumb. Yeah.
Was the train packed?
Full train. It's usually full.
Because the train goes around.
No, you can't. No. There's nowhere to go. And it was, just go to a new seat. Like, no, I can't. Like, that's the whole point. You're two to a row, or you're at the kids' table, which I'm dreading, because sometimes I'll get the kids' table where I'm sitting I'm sitting literally across from somebody, and then I could watch them eat their crawfish boil or whatever at the train table.
Oh,
people are just disgusting, and they're disgusting, number one, and then they just don't care about anything else around them. It's a disaster.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
But for that guy, is nothing you could really do either. Like, I hate annoying people by doing that. Like, just, but some people don't care. Like, it's part of it.
I don't even like, and I don't take a bunch of Lyfts, Ubers, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even like talking on the phone when I'm a passenger.
I hate it.
Rude. Yeah, I
hate it. And some people scream.
I would never. Like, sometimes the driver's on the phone, which I don't really care for either. But whatever. I mean, sitting on the train and then having a guy co-host a Zoom call is bonkers. Bonkers.
Big fan of Zoom calls lately. They're awesome. Love them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got one coming up. I respect Silva, but I wonder if, one, seeing all this Keaton Mitchell love, is that just people listening to him and his show? He's got a massive following. I could see that. And then I'm wondering, are people just going too far here? Because this was the first game where he really kind of got more than a couple of carries. And then he goes for 43 yards. And people are seeing him with a long run of 25 yards against the Bears defense, assuming that that's going to repeat because you're facing a soft opponent in the Dolphins. I don't know. He's a guy who you get excited watching him because he's got that burst, but he also had 8 yards on 3 carries for Houston. And this number keeps going up. I don't know that I could get there on Keaton Mitchell at this point. Like, by the time we get to kickoff, it's strange to say he's going to be one of the more public plays and people are going to keep betting him because you don't expect Lamar to run a ton his first game back. He gets extended rest after this. Henry hasn't looked that great. He hasn't had those long runs like he was all of last year and earlier this season. So it's like everybody ends up on Keaton Mitchell. I could see that. I'm not fading him, but I'm not going to do a Mitchell bet.
If anything, the more I've thought about it in the last 2 hours and 48 minutes, you said something earlier, a bet that sort of piqued my interest when you were talking about Derrick Henry's longest rush. I think I'm going to get there. I don't want to steal your thunder, so why don't you lead off Lightning?
To go over? Go ahead.
To go over longest rush. Yeah, I think that's a good bet because you have the Lamar angle where he's probably not going to run a ton, and then you have the public fawning over Keaton Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Henry is the answer. Derrick Henry is the bet.
And the public is going under on the rushing attempts for Henry, and the public has not seen him go over this 18.5, 19.5 number in a month, over a month now. So they're thinking, okay, now he's not, that's not the bet anymore. No, I think that's a pretty good look as far as tonight. I don't love a lot, but I think that's pretty interesting. What I've been trying to figure out,
a 30-yard run tonight.
I think you're right. Yeah, I could totally see him rumbling for 30 yards, for sure. Where's Lamar going to pass it? So if Lamar's not going to use his legs, okay, we'll go heavier on the run game. He's going to drop back and pass it. Where's it going? Do we have any trust in that? That, okay, it's going to be a Flowers game. It's going to be a Bateman game. Or even Mark Andrews. That's what I find interesting. Okay, if Lamar's going to end up using his arm instead of his legs, like, where does it end up going? I think that's an interesting question. So the Flowers number, 68.5. If you're Lamar, you're coming back from an injury, who do you trust the most on this team? Flowers, yes, he's your best receiver, but I would think he goes to Andrews, right? Andrews plus 185, born anytime touchdown. I can see that tonight. We've seen it so many times in these primetime matchups. I like that one too. I will play the longest rush along with you, but I'm going to get there on Mark Andrews to score an anytime touchdown at plus 185. But I do have to hear what the WGR guys have to say as far as the tight end situation and who's getting into the end zone. I'll be on there this afternoon. We'll talk about that. 3:30 Eastern is when I jump on. So check that out on the Odyssey app if you're interested. Paul Aspen, what are you doing for Lightning Bets?
I'm just using one survivor share on the Ravens in Joe's Rich People League. And may God have mercy on my soul.
Man, if you make it, you'll be feeling so good. I think you're going to make it. And one person.
Yeah, I do too.
Nobody else is going to take them.
Yeah. And in this pool, I actually have the Rams available, but I like the idea of saving them because, I don't know if you looked at the availability or mentioned it earlier, but yeah, the Ravens, a lot of people have already used the Ravens. So not as many people have them available, and everyone is going to use the Rams. I'd rather have the Rams dashed for later. I've already used the Packers. And I don't think the Chargers are going to lose, but they're still the Chargers.
How many are left in that one?
46.
Woo! No. Nitty gritty. No double pick weeks. Okay, man. I'll be rooting for you on that one. Down to 46. Next week is going to get really dicey. All right, Jake Hassan, no baseball tonight. You're going to have to wait until tomorrow. Got anything for this evening?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Zay Flowers. 100 alt over 100 yards is almost 3-1. If we don't think Lamar's going to run, he's going to throw, I'll just go with the best receiver. So 100 yards for Zay. And shocking NBA bet for Jake Hassan. I'm going to take the Hornets tonight. The Magic have looked terrible, and they're on the second night of a back-to-back. So the Magic are 1-4. They look absolutely atrocious. Give me Charlotte. Let's go.
I'm about to fade that bet to the moon.
Yeah, I'm like a Magic chub.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fading.
There's no baseball. I need something to do. Bored.
Fading that to oblivion. In 2 years, I've never heard you give an NBA bet.
NBA Jake.
Yeah.
Wow. Trotter send you this one? What?
No, shockingly, no.
Where did you get
the Hornets? Don't lie. Hornets? No, nobody. I'm just bored.
You're a Hornet. A whore.
You're a liar.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what he's saying.
Listen, man, nothing matters. We all died weeks ago. Like, none of this is real. Who cares?
1 week.
The NBA bet I did not see coming at all. If you would have said Jake's going to give an NBA bet, I would have said never.
I certainly wouldn't have said Hornets.
No. You know, Grandma Ma's not playing anymore.
It's like, what? I almost did the LJ Bogues thing, but yeah.
What's Muggsy Bogues' PRA tonight?
Oh, of course, I'm looking to see who's alive with Paul and the Rich People. Of course, Chirizi is.
Chirizi,
of course.
He's always he's always around, isn't he?
Yeah,
he is.
Yep. And someone named Polish Power. Believe it or not, it's not me. But I do like the name. I'm a big fan. All right, we'll be here tomorrow, I think. 9 a.m. Eastern, drop by. We'll preview the entire NFL, college football card, and, of course, World Series game number 6 right here on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.